Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now I'm down here in the beautiful Valentia Island. I want to look at the cable station, but I also want to look at business down here in Valentia Island. I'm delighted to be joined by Brendan and Elizabeth Curtin. They run a really cool business called Aquaterra Boat Tours. Brendan and Elizabeth have kindly said that they take me out on this wonderful boat. It's only 3 weeks old, it's a brand new boat, and we're going to have a look at what's happening here around Valentia Island. Now, tell us a little bit about how you got involved in this business, because this to me is my dream business.
I didn't actually really have a choice. So I met Brendan and he had this idea of showcasing Valentia Island. And actually at the time I had no idea where Valentia Island was. And they don't teach that in geography in Northern Ireland. And we started to both work together to look up the research, because he kept telling me there was all these stories about Valentia Island. And then when I actually got stuck into it, there is actually a lot about Valentia Island. So I suppose on the tours that we showcase on the island, the information dates back literally to the 2nd century to the present day.
Amazing.
So yeah, it's quite a lot of fun now when you're showcasing to people.
Brendan, you're fifth, sixth generation. You've been here, your family have been living in Knightstown for many generations. You're a nautical man, you're on the lifeboat, you work for the Coast Guard, but this is your real dream.
Yeah, Bobby, thanks for having us on. You're in my part of the world here. This is, I think, the best place in the world. We're out on Valentia Harbour. I suppose growing up around here, there's so much to see and do. And I think, as Elizabeth there mentioned, the ambition that we always wanted, it was just to showcase that raw, authentic experience that we have down here. Valentia Harbour is an extremely safe harbour. We've got shorelines, as you can see, all around us that, you know, if you were to break down or have an issue as a young fella growing up in a boat and a small thing, sailing thing, you're with an engine breakdown, you'll always drift up on the shore somewhere. So it's a really safe place. Yeah. But there's also loads and loads to see and do in history, culture. There's the loads of sites, the geology, wildlife, you name it, it's all there.
Well, why don't we head over towards the cable station, because I want to ask Elizabeth a bit about that. Open her up there, Brendan. Now, we've just arrived outside. We're still on the water. I'm still with Brendan and Elizabeth. And we're just going to the place where the cable station is, what Valentia Island is actually famous for, Elizabeth. Maybe describe to our listeners, it's early in the morning here. There isn't anybody else around. All we see is the birds. It's a beautiful, soft morning, a flat sea. And we've just arrived on the boat at the cable station. So what are we looking at here?
Well, we're looking at a big green and white building with a fabulous green door. And the building dates back literally to the 1850s. So before the cable station actually opened on this island, it was extremely rural. Well, it still is rural in a way. But they spoke Irish here. There wasn't a lot of the English language. It was quite poor. So when the operation of the transatlantic cable did come here, it changed the island. It changed the islanders' lives completely. And it brought money to the island. So,
and these were all built by the British.
All built by the British, yeah. So it was a British and American investment that started it all. A gentleman called Cyrus Field, and we had the Knight of Kerry here, who was Peter Fitzgerald at the time. And to be honest, both of them were as mad as each other, and that's why it worked. And it took them 12 years to convince the US Congress and the British government to actually fund this project. And Cyrus Field was so convinced that he could do it that he put a quarter of his own money into the project. So that's how, you know, yeah, that was the drive to get it, and they decided to go from here, and we're so thankful that they did, because it's such a major piece of our experience.
Yeah. Like the stamp that's been left by the cable station, by the architecture, the village itself, the influences are all still there, aren't they?
Oh, completely. Yeah. Like, it is a very untouched and unique treasure. And I suppose that's the nice part of being so far down, because it is quite untouched. But it's a fabulous story. And the fact that the story is still such a part of the island, because you have so many families that are still here, that their great-great-grandfather worked there, or their grandfather even worked there before the building closed in the 1960s. So you still have that very much alive story.
Yeah. And when you bring guests out on the boat, is the cable station something that everybody's really, really interested in, and its history?
Yeah, actually, a lot of our people don't even know about the cable station. So I love that. Like, my story with the cable can either be 10 minutes or I could get 25 minutes out of it. Brendan gives out to me all the time, come on, you need to shorten this down. But it's one of them stories you can't shorten down because you get so many different interests with it. And I'm very fortunate that I actually have a piece of the original cable that we show guests on board. So it brings the whole story to life for them.
Now, Elizabeth, this is our next stop. Is it a poor man's Skelligs?
Yeah, hashtag baby Skelligs. So this island is called Church Island, and this is actually one of my favourite stories when we have our guests on board. Believe it or not, this island was only rediscovered. So the structures that you see here is a monastic site dating back to the 6th century. This was only rediscovered in the 1950s.
No way.
So a group of archaeologists initially came down to, and the island just behind it here, this is called Begnish Island. They came down to excavate this site here. And there's a huge C-shaped sandbank that runs between the two islands. Now, sadly, you can't see it now because it's high tide. But when it's low tide, you can see that. And
people could walk across that at low tide.
Yeah, they could. I wouldn't advise it now with water levels. But back then, they could. And the archaeologists came down because they believed there was a Viking settlement on Begnish Island. And this C-shaped sandbank kept appearing to them every day. So why not venture over and have a look? And what they ended up discovering, as I said, was a 6th century monastic site. And the reason it was always called Church Island, but nobody could really understand why. And the reason was it was completely covered up with sand and rushes. So if you just have a look over towards there, see that big mound? That's a build-up of sand and rushes. That's what Begnish Island here looked like, as well as Church Island. Wow. So you can imagine the excitement whenever they started to dig down to rediscover.
So this was hidden and then discovered.
Completely hidden. And wow. You know, like when I started doing this, I started working with a lot of the older generation on the island to get their old stories and see what they were saying about it. And they couldn't believe it because they'd be running around when they were young fellas, jumping on the island, messing around, kayaking. They didn't know what they were standing on.
Sure. Now, I'd have to say it's a little bit wilder now. We're out of the harbour and we're out just off Cromwell Point, looking up at the beautiful Valentia Lighthouse. Elizabeth, this must be very popular.
It is. It would be a big, important stop for us now. And it's our photogenic moment with everybody on board.
We'll get the selfie now in a minute.
Yeah, we definitely will. To prove we were here working early. So with the lighthouse, so the outer wall that you can see here, I'll bring you back before the lighthouse actually came here. This was originally built as a fort by the British, so it was called Cromwell Fleetwood Fort. And when the British then left, they weren't using these land forts anymore. The Knight of Kerry, Maurice Fitzgerald, he then decided that he wanted a lighthouse here on Valentia Island.
It's the same lad who built the cable.
No, that was his son. Okay. So it all eventually links up on the tour. But the reason he wanted the lighthouse here in the island was because he had just started a slate quarry. And if you just look up behind the lighthouse there, you will see the slate quarry up on the hill.
Oh, yes.
Now, when Maurice actually put in for permission to Trinity House in London seeking this lighthouse, he did not want it where we are right now. He actually wanted it on the other side of the island at Bray Head Tower. But he was turned down by a guy called George Halpin. And George Halpin had just, and good reason to it, George Halpin had just finished designing two lighthouses out on the Skellig Islands. So we did not need three lighthouses over that side. So it was put here at the tip inside the fort, and it actually worked out way better for Maurice because it was the entrance of Valentia Harbour.
Yeah.
So he could bring more ships and it meant more money.
Yeah. And you can hear the waves breaking off the rocks just at Cromwell Point here in the background, folks. This has been an amazing trip, guys. Elizabeth and Brendan, thanks so much. This is the ideal business. I'm envious of the two of you here, out here on this beautiful morning, with your business, with your boat. But it's not all plain sailing, isn't that right, Brendan?
No, like, I suppose it's like a balance. You gotta work it. We're probably 6 years down the park now at this rate. But you know, there's always opportunities on the horizon. I suppose one of the big things we're part of is the Great Lighthouse of Ireland Partnership, which is massive for us. And I think there's so much opportunities. We've Park na Siúlta na Mara has been released, you know, announced recently here. It's just another thing along with, you know, the Skelligs, the cable station, the lighthouse itself. A lot going on down here. You know, a really great place to come.
And a great opportunity. Elizabeth, thank you as well. Northern Irish girl, I bet you never thought you'd be off Cromwell Point on a boat.
Absolutely not. And don't even ask me anything about Armagh, because I wouldn't tell you. All I know is we are all Ireland champions this year, though. That's all I know.
All right, Brendan and Elizabeth, thank you so much. What a great day. Thank you again.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.